Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O Lord. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. You are magnificent. Father God, you are a good God. And we come on this morning, Father God, in humble submission. We come on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We come on this morning, Father, to thank you for one more day, another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to give you the praise. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father, to say thank you, thank you, thank you over and over again. Thank you, Father. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we woke up this morning with our minds on you. Thank you, Father God, for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God for the activity of our limbs, a roof over our head, clothes in our closet, food on the cupboards. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. Your name, Father God, is above all names. Hallelujah. And we honor you on today. Thank you, God. Thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our journey. Thank you for our victory. Thank you for new doors of favor. Thank you, Father God, for opportunities. Thank you, Father, for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you for our services on today, Father. We bless you for another opportunity to serve on this platform in your kingdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Over and over again. Thank you. Now we commit all things into your hands, Father. And we pray that you and you alone will be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. And your people will be edified. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And we pray that everybody had a wonderful, 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 amen, night, good weekend, amen, glory be to God. We know that we did, hallelujah, and to God be praised. We want to especially welcome all of our first-timers, amen, first-time listeners across the globe, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Glory be to God. Have a seat at the table. Enjoy the feast. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's nothing like some good eating. Glory be to God. And this food here is prepared, amen, by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we're looking forward to a wonderful day, a beautiful day, beautiful week. Amen. Glory be to God. Beautiful month. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's God's doing and it is marvelous in our sight. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. Luke, chapter number 1. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. We want to talk to you for a couple minutes. Amen on today. Amen on the subject of extreme obedience. Extreme obedience. Beloved, glory be to God, especially around this time of the year, amen, when all of the Christmas festivities are taking place, especially here in the United States of America, and people are celebrating Christmas. They don't even know why they're celebrating Christmas. People are celebrating Christmas. Glory be to God. They just love the lights. They love the Christmas trees. They love the candy canes, you know, and all the rejoicing, the sharing of gifts. It's a wonderful time of the year. Unfortunately, many people are missing the real purpose and real meaning of Christmas. Amen. Because they have X'd Christ out of Christmas. And so we celebrate Christmas. The world is celebrating Christmas. Glory be to God. And all type of stuff is going on. You know, people, you know, just getting drunk and having fun and, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. Sometimes even as Christians, beloved, amen, we can get wrapped up into all the hoopla of Christmas, amen, and, you know, going in debt. You know, to purchase gifts, oppressed and depressed because we don't have the money, amen, to buy gifts and have the money to do the things that we want to do. And if we're not careful, we get caught up in all of that, and we forget the real meaning of Christmas. Beloved, every year we hear the story, the Christmas story of how Jesus was born, glory be to God, through the Virgin Mary. I think, though, we have heard this story so many times that we have actually taken that Mary's experience for granted. I think very few of us really stop and try to put ourselves in Mary's shoes. Few of us stop to imagine what it could have been like. Mary, a virgin, never knew a man, never been penetrated, never, never, never. She didn't know what it was about. For her to be pregnant without sexual intercourse. Can you just stop for 1 second and imagine? I don't think we go deep enough into Mary's psyche. Like, what in the world was really going on in Mary's head right now? What was she experiencing? What was she feeling? In our reading this morning, we see here when she had a visitation from the angel. She asked the angel, how can this be? How can this be? Tomorrow, Lord's willing, we're going to take it a little step deeper and then go into and talk about Joseph. Couple here really, beloved, had to endure. Now, when we talk about, amen, faith, And on our itinerary here, we're not going to close on the subject of obedience unless we come and talk to you about Abraham and Sarah and some of the other men and women of God. But today we just want to focus on Mary because this is the season. And I was just laying here, relaxing. Yesterday, thank God, I got a little bit of rest. Amen. To God be praise. To God be glory. But I just started, amen, meditating because that's something I had never really intentionally done in the past. We hear the story of Mary, we brush it off. We hear the story of Mary, yeah, virgin conceived, yeah, okay. We hear it, we brush it off, you know what I mean? But how many of us really go deep, amen, and put ourselves in Mary's shoes, in Mary's psyche? How would you react? Number one, she was highly favored because there was a lot of Marys around that time, and there was a lot of virgins around that time. God chose Mary. We don't know why, but he did. He saw something in her that was special. Come on, somebody. He saw something in her that was special. Amen. Glory be to God where Jesus could call her mama. Come on now. He saw something special in her. Glory be to God where Jesus could be, amen, formed and developed, amen, and be connected to her in biblical cord. Come on now. Hallelujah. He saw something special in her where Jesus could travel down her birth canal. Come on, somebody. So she was special indeed. But we are sure that Mary tossed and turned, amen, trying to figure this thing out, beloved. Because what we have to remember that at this particular time when Jesus came to planet Earth, number one, it was only one way for Jesus to get here. Jesus had to come through a body. That's the legal entrance. Every individual on planet Earth, other than Adam and Eve, had to come through the womb of a woman. Otherwise, beloved, we could have just turned around and Jesus would have been sitting at the dining room table fully grown. See? God followed his own, amen, law, a process. Huh? But at that time, beloved, for an unmarried girl, we put up with it now. You know, people having babies out of wedlock, so just go ahead and abort it. You know what I mean? You know, that's the mentality we have now. But back then, an unmarried girl who became pregnant, she risked big time disaster. Oh, they didn't play that, baby. No, they didn't play that. They didn't play you having sexual intercourse until you was bona fide married. See? And then to get caught and become pregnant? Oh, that was grounds for death. Legal grounds for death. They didn't even have to take that to court. They could have just stoned Mary. See? Unless the father of the child agreed to marry her, she would probably remain unmarried for life because men didn't marry women who had children out of wedlock. You was in the ugly class. See? People, and this is why, glory be to God, marriage, which is one of our classes on our syllabus as we launch our university, amen, glory be to God, you don't realize, families don't realize, people don't realize the blessing it is for a child to enter this world with a legal mother and father. You're not no bastard. You got a daddy. Huh? And your daddy married your mama. Glory be to God. He wasn't laying his hat coming in, amen, on the weekends, glory be to God, and running back home to his wife and five and six girlfriends. If her own father rejected her, she could be forced into begging or prostitution in order to earn her living. And Mary, beloved, with her story about becoming pregnant by the Holy Spirit, risked being considered crazy as well. I mean, can you imagine? She going around telling all her friends, yeah, I'm pregnant. What? You and Joseph did it? No, we ain't did it. Y'all had sex? No, we ain't never had sex. You cheating on him? See, because she was already engaged to be married. You cheating on him? No, I ain't cheating. Come on, girl, stop playing. What's up? I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit. What that mean, Mary? That means it's God's Spirit. God's Spirit came upon me. Glory be to God. He told me he was going to do it, and he did it, and I'm pregnant. Y'all know, God darn it, if God hadn't been with Mary, they would have taken her down to the psychiatric ward and locked her up without questions. And you got to spend some time up in here giving her all type of pills and needles. Then this one here is crazy. What happened? I don't know. Maybe she possessed by devil. We don't know. She talk going around talking about she having a baby without a man. What's up with her? Check out her family line. Maybe her daddy crazy too. Maybe her mama crazy. Maybe the whole family crazy. Can you imagine what Mary risks? Have you ever even gone that far? This is a mess. What would you do? Glory be to God. But beloved, in spite of being deemed crazy, in spite of being ostracized, glory be to God, out of the community, in spite of risking her life to be stoned to death, in spite of all that,
Glory be to God. Mary responded to the Holy Spirit and said, according to your word. According to your word, be it unto me. Baby, we're talking about obedience. It don't get no more extreme than that. Mary is the prime example for the universe, for the Christian community, for everybody. Glory be to God. Here this woman was faced with an impossible situation. She was faced with a situation, glory be to God, that it was no way humanly possible that this could come about. But because she got a word from the Lord, oh my God, sookie. Because she got a word from God, she said yes. Ah, my God, I believe you. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Mary told the Lord yes. Beloved, she didn't know. Glory be to God, hallelujah. At that time, when she told the Lord yes, she didn't know about the tremendous opportunity that she would have. She didn't know it. She ain't know it. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But she told the Lord yes anyhow. She didn't know what the future was going to hold. She didn't know that her name was going down in history, even to the point, amen, where some, beloved, even worship, amen, the mother Mary, which they should not be worshiping because Mary is not Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So they just a little bit mixed up in their theology. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But she was highly esteemed all throughout. When you can't talk about Jesus without talking about Mary. She didn't have a clue what she was giving birth to. Hallelujah. She only knew that God was asking her to serve him. Turn around and tell your neighbor, and she said yes. God was asking Mary to serve him, and she willingly obeyed. Come on, somebody. Well, I stopped by this morning to tell you something. The Bible tells us that Mary was blessed and highly favored. I come to tell you this morning, so are you. Mary was chosen, glory be to God, hallelujah, amen, to bring forth, amen, and give birth, amen, to the promise of God to the world that he would send forth his son. Well, I come to tell you this morning that God wants to bring forth birth. He wants you to bring birth, amen, to something he has placed in you. I come to tell you that there's a promise on the inside of you. I come to tell you, glory be to God, that God wants to bring something out in you that has not been seen, not have been done before. God wants to work a miracle, amen, in you, through you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you that you are as special as Mary. When you get to heaven, my God, she might be your neighbor in the matching mansion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has a plan to bring you to an expected end. God has done something marvelous in you. Glory be to God. You was fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory be to God. And all God wanted was Mary's participation. What if Mary had told the Holy Spirit no? What if Mary had told the Holy Spirit, let me think about it? What if Mary had got real deep with God and told the Holy Spirit, let me pray about it? How you gonna tell God, let me pray about it? But she could have did it. Because we do it. But Mary didn't do it. Oh, trust and obey. for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Mary told Jesus yes, told the Holy Spirit yes. She said, whatever you want to do, I'm yours. Ah, my God, Suki, Suki. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my precious Savior, I surrender all. She told the Lord yes. She told the Lord yes. She obeyed. That's extreme. Oh yeah, Abraham did some stuff. Other people in the Bible, they did some stuff. That's impressive. But when you really, really think on this, I don't think it get no more impressive than this. I don't think nobody really tops Mary here, glory be to God, and her extreme obedience to the extent of looking foolish, her extreme obedience to the point of even dying for the Lord. Her extreme obedience. If you say it, maybe that's why God chose her. Well, beloved, let me tell you something. God had a reason for choosing you. I said you are carrying greatness on the inside of you. Glory be to God. You have the promises of God on the inside of you. God wants to give birth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of you right now, glory be to God. Amen. The baby is stillborn. Amen. You've been carrying a baby around, a nine-month term. You've been carrying for 9 years. Something you should have given birth to last month, last year, a couple of years ago. You're still because you refuse to cooperate. Glory be to God. God wants you to give birth, amen, to the promise. Glory be to God. Some of you, amen, have ministry. Some of you have businesses. Some of you, glory be to God, amen. Ain't no telling what God done put in you. But he can't do it without your cooperation. If Mary had told Jesus, had told the Holy Spirit, no, I don't know. God, what was God going to do? He would have to move on to the next person. But God knew that he, somebody say that, but God knew that she would. Oh, baby, will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell, but I'm going to look crazy. If I do this, I'm going to look crazy. Yeah, okay. So what, Yeah, you're going to look crazy. You're going to look crazy if you don't do it too. What if I miss God? Glory be to God. You ain't going to miss God. God always confirms his word. You ain't going to miss God. See, that's that fear of success that we was talking about, amen, a couple of days ago. See, you got the fear of failure, fear of success. See, all that, amen. Mary stepped right over all that. She said, be it to me according to your word. Beloved, I am encouraging you this morning, amen, hallelujah, that God wants to do something in you and through you, for you, amen, to bring him glory. Tell you the truth, it wasn't even about Mary. This was about God and about Jesus and about the Holy Spirit. It wasn't about, she was just an instrument. If you can use anybody, use me. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, baby, we know the words. When we going to walk the walk? We know the words of the song. When we going to start living it? And I laid here on my bed last night, glory be to God, and I really started meditating. The Holy Spirit started going deep with this. And I said, God, I never went this deep with Mary. We just brush it off, the Virgin of Mary. The Virgin had a baby. What? What are you talking about? and she brought forth the promise. This is what God wants to say in your life. The barren brought forth the promise. Yeah, what? No, she ain't had no money. No, she ain't had no education. No, he didn't have no connections. No, they ain't had no resources. No, they ain't had it. Well, how in the world did they do it? Because what's impossible with man is possible with God. Glory be to God. She willingly obeyed. Beloved, let me say this to you this morning as I close. Don't wait to see the bottom line before offering your life to God. Don't wait to see it. Just tell the Lord yes. I was sharing that testimony at our event in that motel room some 13 years ago. I didn't wait to say, well, God showed me. God didn't show me no anniversary celebrations. God didn't show me no church. Starting a college university in April, glory be to God, hallelujah. God ain't showed me none of that. God ain't showed me nothing. Doggone it, I was evicted and homeless. God ain't showed me nothing. But I had the visitation from the Spirit. Say, where you go? And I told the Lord, yes. If you can use anybody, Lord, use me. Send me. And now look. Now look. 13 years later. Now look. I never knew all this was in me. I never knew I was going to get a doctorate degree and be an apostle. I didn't know all that. Amen. I was just an evangelist. Glory be to God. And didn't really want to, you know, do all that on God's terms. I wanted to work on my own terms. On my own timeline and on my own clock. But when you tell the Lord, yes, I tell you there's greatness in you. You could be the first of many. But you got to tell the Lord yes. You got to obey. I don't see how you're going to do this, God, but I say okay. I ain't going to try to figure it out, but I say okay. I say okay. Don't wait to see the bottom line. Don't be like Dalton Thomas. Show me. When I believe it, I see it. No, that ain't faith, baby. No, our faith don't work that way. But I tell you one thing, if you believe it, you will see it. She didn't wait to see the bottom line before offering her life to God. Beloved, offer yourself willingly. How did that song go? Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. Lord, I empty out my cup so that you can fill me up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all know, sing, you finish the song. Offer yourself willingly, beloved, even when the outcome seems unclear. Or even when the outcome seems dangerous. For Christ you live, and for Christ you die. Because you're going to die for something anyhow. Will you tell the Lord yes? Will you tell the Lord yes? Some of you right now, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, has been moving, amen, and trying to get your attention, and you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to put that baby in you. You already have the seed in you. You already pregnant with the seed, but you refuse to let it grow. You refuse to be stretched. You refuse to expand your capacity to receive. When a woman is pregnant, amen, she's pregnant for about 5 months and nobody even knows she's pregnant. But around that fifth and sixth month, that little belly started poking out. Come on now. How long you going to carry the seed? How long you going to carry the baby? Baby, don't abort your future. Don't abort the baby. Don't abort the promise. Just tell the Lord yes. Extreme obedience. Tell the Lord yes. Amen. And watch and see what God will do. Tomorrow we want to pick up here, Lord's willing, and we want to look at it from Joseph's point of view. From Joseph's point of view, what this couple, amen, had to endure. But they came into agreement with one another and came into agreement with the Holy Ghost and told the Lord yes. And then the scripture concludes, and Mary brought forth her firstborn son. When you gonna bring forth yours? When you gonna bring forth yours, saints? When you gonna bring it? Last week I completed book number 7. When you gonna bring forth your first? Last week we celebrated 13 years. Glory be to God. When you gonna celebrate your first? Some of you have business ideas. You can start that business in your living room. You can start that business in your basement or in your car. Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, started his business in his garage. Jeff Bezos and his wife started their business in the garage. These are two of the richest men in the world. What you waiting for? God darn it. It's time out making excuses. Don't nobody want to hear it. Mary didn't make no excuse. He said, if this is what you want, I'm with you. According to your will, let it be done. Amen. Tell the Lord yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning, Father God, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory and your honor. God, forgive us for our procrastination. Forgive us for making excuses. Forgive us for living in fear and not in faith. Father God, when you have called us to do something, you have called us to make a contribution to planet Earth. You didn't mean for us to die and live 70, 80, 90 years and just die with nothing to show for it. There's a work, Father God. There's something that you would have us to do. You're trying to impregnate us with your promise, Father God, but it's going to take faith for it to happen. And God, we say we godly sorry today. We godly sorry. But Father God, even if we risk looking foolish, we said we're going to do it anyhow because you told us that this is the way it's going to be. And we know that's the only way we're going to prosper and fulfill our destiny. And we tired of the okey-doke. We tired of second-class, third-class living. We tired now. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Extreme obedience. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Lord's willing, we will pick up here. Amen, if he say so. Amen. Today, hallelujah, we will be at the altar of prayer on today. But let me say this before I make this announcement. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, we can't say this enough. Matter of fact, a message is not a message without an altar call. If you do not know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, it would be a very good idea to give him your life right now. Not today, but right now. Not this afternoon, but right now. Not on the weekend, not the next time you go to church, but right now. If a man will believe
in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Amen. Born again into the Lord's kingdom. This is why Jesus came in the first place. This is why Jesus came. Just for you and just for me. Tell the Lord yes. That's all you got to do. There's no special ways, special prayers, special words. Amen. Look, tell the Lord you're sorry. Amen. And you open up your heart, open up your mouth. You confess the Lordship of Jesus. You invite him in. Amen. Say to save you of all your sins. Amen. And then thank him. Thank him for, amen, washing your, save, erasing your name out of the book of death. And that's spiritual death. Amen. And rejoice that your name is now confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Hallelujah and hallelujah. We will be at the altar prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Praying, 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 praying. Amen. Why? Because prayer works. Prayer works. Amen. And beloved, amen. We don't have to turn on the news, although it's very sad when you turn on the news. Very sad what's going on all around the world. All around the world. The fight is still going on in Ukraine and Russia. Nobody's talking about that because here, you know, Israel, amen, has sort of taken, you know, preeminence. But, you know, war is going on all around. War is going on in your neighborhood. Some of you right in your house. Come on. We're going to pray and keep on praying. Meet us there. Amen. To touch and agree. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praise. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody know we had a wonderful, 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 wonderful weekend. Glory be to God. Everything was beautiful. Amen. We didn't let nobody cramp our style. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. Amen. But that comedian, amen, that we got at the last minute on Saturday, well, that really broke the ice to me. Glory be to God. That was like the extra break it up, amen, so we could have a little fun. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I loved it. I loved it. Glory be to God. The music at the end. Glory be to God. Us on the dance floor. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Lord. Doing the holy dance. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. On that Jamaican Christian gospel. I love it. I love it. The food, they people can't talk. Look, they still talking about that food, y'all. That's one of the reasons why we was happy to go back there. That place got a reputation for some good food. Amen. The company was good. The vibes was good. Amen. The pictures. Amen. I think the video will be ready, he said, in about a week or two. Amen. Because he got to edit it. Amen. He's not going to give us a whole 5 hours. Amen. He's going to edit it. Probably make that about an hour or two. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God for his approval. His approval. Amen. Of 13 years. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you read in the journal, amen, you see what that number 13 represents. Most people say 13 represents evil. It represents there's no baby. Read the Bible. 13 is the year to turn around. 13 years is the year of the promise being fulfilled. Look at Abraham's life. Look at Joseph's life. Glory be to God. Look at the patriarch's life. It was 13. Look at King David's life. They all waited 13 years. And then boom, bam, 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 bam. Ooh, my God. Look it, look it. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we went forward. Amen. We didn't cancel it. Amen. Even though, amen, I was contemplating it, but guess what? Amen. I didn't make a move till I heard from God. Amen. Let me tell you something, beloved. It's better to have two people with God at the table as opposed to having 200 and God is not in the room. Amen. But we know God was in the room. We felt his presence and you brought him with you and he met you there. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. For our celebration in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Now business as usual. Business as usual. Glory be to God. I had just one person that got with me. They said, Pastor, you know, you did too much. You did too much. Amen. Packing all those gifts, buying all those gifts. You know, you did too much. Orchestrating the event and you was the mistress of ceremony. They said, you did too much. I said, yeah, but I said, look, I did what I wanted to do. I did what I wanted to do. I wanted to honor. I could have got a committee, I guess. I don't know if I could have got a committee or not. I'll consider that in the future. We'll see how that works out. Matter of fact, that's the way I would like it, for me just to show up and have a seat. But I did what I wanted to do. I wanted to honor these women. And that's what we did. That's what we did. We honored the women. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to present them with special gifts. Glory be to God. I'm not worrying about the debt. Glory be to God. I think this was about a $7,000 event, with including the gifts. Amen. But this is what I wanted to do. See, I wanted to do this. And God forgave me the desires of my heart. Amen. So no, glory be to God. I wasn't overwhelmed. I got my sleep yesterday. I'm refreshed. Amen. But I did what I wanted to do. And so you can't add nothing to that. It was in my heart to honor these women. Why? Because give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Glory be to God. They're praying for me. They're praying for you. We're praying for them, and we're praying for one another. But they're serving. They're serving. Glory be to God. Look, even when someone is working, amen, and getting a paycheck every week, they're still serving you. Glory be to God. See, I ain't worried about it. Because God takes good care of me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I think about maybe $3,000 in the hole from this event. I ain't worrying about that. I ain't worrying about that. Glory be to God. For that $3,000, God probably trying to give me $30 million. Maybe $300 million. I don't even care. Because I know God take care of me. But I did what I wanted to do. If your heart is in it, I would have spent $500,000 this weekend if I had to, because my heart was in it, and I did what I wanted to do. So when I was able to communicate to the person like that, amen, they understood. And I talked to some people. I said, how would you rate the event on a 1 to 5? Everybody I talked to said 5, 5, 5, 5. Amen. Everything was excellent. They said, we love the way you wrapped the gifts. Even the bags you put the gifts in, they still talk about the gifts that was in the bag. They talking about the place we had the event. They talking about the food. They talk about everything. No negative. Some, maybe a couple people felt a little uncomfortable with the comedian. He got a little raw for a minute, but he pulled it in. I think he cleaned it up pretty good. And I didn't really get oversensitive because I know it was just clean fun. It was clean fun. And you know what makes comedians so funny? I'm going to say this and we're going to close. Because they be telling the truth, but they just got a funny way of saying it. But if you listen to what they say, and they really tell them the truth, that's what makes them so funny. It's all well. Amen. Now on to the next thing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We love you. We magnify you. We thank you for the celebration this weekend. We thank you, Father God, for those who came, those who couldn't come. We thank you for absolutely, absolutely everything, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We got a chance to meet, amen, some warriors we haven't met in a while. Sister Dolly and other ones, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all of those who was gracious enough to buy tickets for people who couldn't afford to show up. Father God, we want to say thank you for that. Father, we just say want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all those who worked, Father God, behind the scene, in the scene, everybody's presence. God, we just so thank you. Most of all, that you was there, and we have your approval as we move forward now, Father God, amen, to the next phase of our journey. And so we bless you. Now, Father, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not, amen, prosper. It will not come to pass. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father God.
as they always do on the altar, Father God, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We say thank you for these women. Thank you for everybody in the Amen Corner, those touching and agreeing, Father God. We say thank you for them. Thank you for their service in your kingdom. Thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Now unto him, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and a potential fault for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a wonderful, blessed, magnificent day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say and tell the Lord, yes. Yeah. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher.